My name's David Shrigley, and I'm a fine artist, and I live in Glasgow in Scotland. I'm best known as a graphic artist, as somebody who does cartoons and stuff, but I also make sculptural work, and I make animated films, do printmaking, and have done some musical projects as well.
Shrigley made this portfolio of woodcuts in 2005.
I like the idea of making it because I really love the sort of German expressionist woodcuts. They're these really graphically strong, quite political sometimes works, which seemed quite crude and brutal in the way that they use the media. I always like to feel as if everything has the potential to be rubbish or it has the potential to be a finished artwork. And I think particularly with printmaking, the potential to be surprised is greater because you can't really see what they're going to look like until the plate is printed. I think there's quite a few severed heads that appear in my work. When I was sitting there thinking of what shall I make an image of, a severed head inevitably is one of the things that tend to appear. Because of the kind of splintering of the wood, maybe I was really aware that I could have kind of blood dripping or flesh dripping somehow. And then likewise, there's a body without a head. The head sort of disappears. I suppose I was thinking maybe that sort of looks like an x-ray.
Another image looks like a carrot.
But why I did a carrot, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's pointy, you know. It's quite easy to do pointy things with wood because the wood kind of splinters a little bit and you get the natural point. I'm quite interested in the amount of information that you have to give somebody in order for them to read a work or to understand it. There's one that's very abstract, that's just little dots. They look like stars in the sky, or maybe they're footprints or something. I guess that's one of the most super minimal ones that I made, in that there's very little visual information. I suppose you're perhaps invited to think that this is also a representation of something.